in immigration news this week, the White House was caught off guard with the amount of juveniles that crossed the border. At least they say they were. The Washington Examiner goes on to say that despite claims that the administration was caught off guard, the White House and four cabinet departments predicted last year's surge at least 60,000 illegal juveniles over the U.S.-Mexico border. And then they expect that to double to more than 127,000 this year. The 24-page PowerPoint presentation said that border arrivals of unaccompanied alien children would rise by nearly a factor of 10 and then jump to 127,000 if this growth rate continues. The document and accompanying graphs provided by congressional sources also set a price tag of $2 billion to accommodate juveniles. Some of those juveniles are members of the MS-13 crime gang. So there you go, Donald Trump. If they work hard, are you going to let them stay in the country? And what about those that are working hard to do it legally? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.